Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR, Sirius XM, Channel 141, 96.3 HD2 and 98.3 FM. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Whoa, whoa, whoa. It's bold, it's beautiful, and it is back. The Ubiquitous Women's Expo, Unmasking the Possibilities, is coming to the Washington Convention Center starting 1 week from today and through the weekend. It's a head-to-toe, inside-and-out event for women. And joining me to talk about it is the creator, Jermaine Bowles-Leftridge, and one of the many special guests for the event, international motivational speaker, Brashan Shaw. Lines are open. Give us a call if you want to talk about this, if you have questions, if you're trying to get yourself together after a painful pandemic. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can tweet me at H Fisher, WHUR, or follow me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. Hey, Jermaine.
Hey, Harold. How are you?
I am doing just fine. Brashan, how are you?
Hello. How are you? I'm excited.
I'm excited, too. You know, folks are going to start talking about us because you were just on the show, you know, I don't know, about a month or so ago.
But
it's good to have you back as always. But Jermaine, I want to say, first of all, congratulations, because the past couple of years have been really, really rough. I think a lot of women need to see Ubiquitous back in the saddle.
Absolutely. And we're excited to bring it. I tell you, it would have been our 10th year, but we're celebrating our 8th. And the number 8 is a very important number. And I just think we just did not want COVID to continue to try to defeat us.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so important. And we're so excited that Brashan is going to be there. She's moderating a panel that talks about mental wellness is unleashing your possibilities. And COVID has had its negative effects on a lot of us. And when we heard about the young, beautiful Black woman, a beauty pageant winner, an attorney, and by all appearances, this sister looked like she had it going on. And for her to jump out of that window said that we are in a crisis in our community. And we as Black women have to be a safe haven for each other. We have got to make sure that we are there for each other. And so that's what we want to be at Ubiquitous, a platform for you to feel safe to discuss, for us to collaborate with one another and love upon each other. And I just can't wait to see everybody.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are looking forward to us to this event. Why Unmasking the Possibilities as the theme for this year?
Well, you know, one day I was in my office and I took off my mask and it just hit me. And I said, even though we're literally taking off the mask, we have some issues, a lot of us, in so many different areas. And I'm like, you know, and for me, I'm in my fourth quarter. And so I want to make sure that I'm going to be the best that I can possibly be and win in this fourth quarter. So how do we do that? We do that by making a difference in others' lives and just going forward, not being afraid, getting rid of the fear, and making sure that we achieve all those things that are in our heart. And that's what Ubiquitous does. It really motivates and inspires people not to leave any dreams in your heart. Get it done. Failure is not trying.
But Brashan, talk to me a little bit about your presentation. And you and I have, you know, kind of spoken about this off and on over the past several years, about what women have had to endure over the past 2 years and come out of right now.
You know, we are in a crisis, like Jermaine said. You know, I'm very passionate about mental health and mental wellness. In our communities, we don't like to talk about it. We're shamed, we're embarrassed, and we push it under the rug, but we never get better. So, I'm a big advocate and passionate about removing the stigma. And I love this, unmasking the possibilities, right? Because everything is possible if we just try it. But because we don't deal with our trauma, we don't deal with our past, we don't deal with the issues, we cannot get better. But it's time for us to stand up and speak up and get better. And that's my movement, being a warrior. You are a warrior. We're all warriors. Let's stop being embarrassed, being ashamed, and really get better so we can knock it out the park.
How about
that? Our possibilities are endless.
Yeah. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about the Ubiquitous Women's Expo. It is back. After a two-year hiatus, it's going to be at the Washington Convention Center starting 1 week from today and going through the weekend. And there are going to be some really big names there. If you are looking for more information, you can find it on their website, ubiquitousexpo.com. So I'm checking out the lineup, and I see you, Rashawn. I see your picture.
I'm in the lineup, y'all.
I see you. Look at your teeth looking all good and everything.
Yeah.
Hair looking right.
You gotta keep the teeth good.
Yeah, how about that? But you've got the serious Housewives lineup going on here, Jermaine.
Well, you know what? No, we got Iyana Benzet. She's going to do a masterclass Saturday morning.
And she's one of my favorites.
Unmasking. She's going to help us. She's going to help us to unleash all those possibilities. On Friday, we have Stokely. And anybody that has ever seen him perform, he's going to bring it. And that's everybody's going to wear their black and bling. And it's a celebration of us being back. It's a celebration of us, the power of us, and what we can do together. I mean, we have Kevin Ross, DC's own Kevin Ross, Maret Brown Clark, and on our Instagram, one of the young ladies, intern Jawa Rice, just put together a TikTok dance on Maret's song. I just want to praise him.
I saw that.
We want everybody to learn it now, so that on Sunday for Food for the Soul, we want to dance like David danced. You know, for the Lord. So, you know, it's going to be a real celebration. And Harold, one of the things that I want everybody to be really clear on, we know that there's people that are still hesitating because of their fear of COVID. My position is this: I've had it. I was very, very careful, but I'm not going to allow COVID's not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a matter of if; it's a matter of when you're going to get it. It's going to be like an everyday cold. Now, if you have some underlying issues, yes, you have to be extra careful. We all do. But what we've done is we've gone into Hall D, which is a bigger space where we've had to pay more money. None of the booths are connected, only back-to-back, not on the sides. We are 9 feet, 10 feet aisle, so people can practice 6 feet distance if they choose to. So we're taking extra precaution, and we're telling people that if you don't feel well, let's be our brother's keeper and don't come. But when I tell you, Harold, this is going to be the best show ever. We are having free mammograms of this organization, Touch, that was founded by Ricky Farley. Free mammograms, because 71% of black women die at a rate of 71% higher than our Caucasian sisters, and 37% reoccurrence higher than our Caucasian sisters. Something's wrong with that, because we're not taking care of ourselves. And that has a lot to do with what Bashan was saying. Is it a mental health or mental wellness, I would rather say? Mental wellness. We've got to put ourselves first, and especially our health. CVS is doing health screens, so we are bringing it. Amazing vendors. They have been vetted. It is not a flea market. It is really going to be absolutely an amazing event. And we want everybody to come out.
Mm-hmm. Well, a friend of mine by the name of Sharon just texted me and she said, "You're an awesome woman," which, you know, I, you know, certainly I know you personally. But for those who do not, they will see the fruits of your labor by coming to this event next Friday. And as I said, if you want more information on the Ubiquitous Women's Expo, you can find it online at ubiquitousexpo.com. Let me go to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Romana calling from Baltimore. Romana, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
And I'm calling to encourage all the women to have an opportunity to attend the Ubiquitous this year. I've had an opportunity to attend the Ubiquitous many, many years in a row. My unmasking the possibilities is an awesome, awesome mantra.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the things that I've done in my life is that I do have my degrees in other areas. But then one thing I had not finished was that I always wanted to be an RN. I'm in my 60s. And when I applied for the schools, they kept telling me they would rather pick the younger people. Is how I figured it out. So they told me, well, you got to take all those classes that you took before that I got A's and B's in. They want you to take them again because they're too old, 30 years old. I said, okay, I'm going to fool you. I'm going to take every class that you tell me that I received A's and B's in 30 years ago, and I'm going to take it again. Guess what? I took it again just this past summer. What grade did I get? A's and B's.
Mm.
They have no choice now. They have no choice now but to open the doors to me.
Yes.
You unmask your possibilities, and I guarantee you, you put your foot to the pedal. Don't worry about the metal and keep going. Ladies, go to the Ubiquitous. You will not be disappointed.
Mm-hmm. Romana, thank you so much for your phone call. I really appreciate that. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about the Ubiquitous Women's Expo coming to the Washington Convention Center 1 week from today. If you have any comments, if you have any questions, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You know, Bershawn, one of the things that I said at the beginning of this conversation, I said this was a head-to-toe and inside-out event for women. I would imagine this definitely has to be a safe space to address the issues, concerns that, you know, that women are, you know, dealing with right now. But also, it's a time, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's a woo-saw time also for the weekend.
You are definitely correct. I must say, Jermaine does an excellent job with empowering women, uplifting women. I mean, even me, bringing me on to be a moderator and speaking, she loves to help women. So this entire event will be a safe space for women to talk, for women to share, for women to connect. That's what Jermaine is all about. That's what Ubiquitous Expo is all about. Grabbing another woman's hand and supporting her, helping her, mentoring her, and empowering her. It is going to be a phenomenal weekend. When I tell you, everyone who's listening, don't miss out, because those 2 years were detrimental. In those 2 years, the stats were that women, black women, suicide rate is up 80%.
Mm-hmm.
80%. That number is so high. Black and brown women are going through depression, anxiety, loneliness, detaching. They don't know what to do. So now is the time. Let's come together at Ubiquitous Expo and share. Grab another woman's hand. Connect and support.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Because, again, we've had so many discussions about women not having a safe space publicly, privately, to connect with, you know, with other women, looking for those safe spiritual spaces, which, you know, goes back to, in one sense or another, the masterclass that Iyanla Van Zandt is going to have. I mean, she's always dealing with the inner you, Jermaine.
Yes. Yes, she absolutely is. And I just loved her. I loved her for a very long time.
And I was just so grateful that we were able to finally get her to come. You know, our mantra is we want the attendees to leave out of there better than how they walked in,
mm-hmm.
and to be changed. And, you know, just to connect and to see these manufacturers trying, the founders are there, still working and talking to the consumer and being their best selves. It's just a beautiful, it just warms my heart. Sometimes it makes me emotional just to see the just how fabulous and the power of us and the things that we can do together when we put our minds to. It's truly a safe place. It's a no judgment zone.
Mm.
It is all about uplifting. We even have a, Brashan is moderating the mental wellness.
Well, hold that point. Hold that point, Jermaine, because I've got to take a break. And
okay.
I know we're going to lose Brashan. Brashan, good luck next week. Not that you need it, because you do your thing. But thank you so much.
Yes.
You know, for sharing
you,
with us.
We are going to
take
a
we're going to take a
oh
quick break.
I am a warrior. Thank you for always having me on. Thank you, Jermaine. Everyone, get your tickets for Ubiquitous Expo.
We're going to take a break. I'm Harold Fisher. John Mons is next with the original Quiet Storm on WHUR. Carolyn from D.C. on the phone next. We'll talk to you. We'll be back in just a bit. Welcome back to the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we are talking about the Ubiquitous Expo 2022, Unmasking the Possibilities. Ubiquitous is back. It's back after, you know, COVID put a whole lot of things on hold, but it is back. It's bigger. It's better than ever. It's going to be at the Washington Convention Center 1 week from today, August 26th through the 28th. If you want to know more about it, you can find out right online at ubiquitousexpo.com, or you can just, hey, stay in for this conversation because I'm talking to the creator, Jermaine Bowles-Leftridge. She, of course, continues the conversation. Also joining us now, celebrity makeup artist Kim Lee. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Before we go to Kim, let me go to the phone lines. Carolyn, thanks for hanging on, calling from D.C. Carolyn, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi. No problem. First, I just wanted to give thanks to WHUR and Autumn Joy Live because I won my passes on Monday.
How about that?
This will be my first time attending, but you guys just sort of hit a nerve because you talked about the mammogram booth, and my doctor is very upset with me because I'm sort of traumatized by getting the mammogram, just looking at that machine and, you know, just having my breast smashed. I feel like something's just going to collapse. I'm like, I won't do it. So I'm just calling to say that I'm happy to know that you guys have that booth there because I'm going to make my way there and maybe I'll get some courage and, you know, some help to go forth with it and I can see it on a bigger scale as opposed to just at the doctor's office. So I just wanted to give thanks to that. I didn't know that that was going to be there, but that's going to be the booth that I'm going to be visiting. So already I'm unmasking something. There's a possibility that I may come up with some results. I'm happy about that. And I just wanted to just add that to your evening.
Thank you.
How about that?
I want to meet you. Make sure you find me, okay?
Okay, what's your name again?
Jermaine.
Jermaine, okay. I'll make it my business to find you. I'm Carolyn Wilson. I'm a long, loving fan of WHUR, and yeah, I'll try to find you. I sure will.
Carolyn, you can't miss Jermaine because she's tall as a tree. She's elegant. And she's she's the bomb.com, let me just say. And I see this picture. Hair still gorgeous and short, Jermaine?
No, I'm rocking dreads.
Okay, well, that'll work.
I'm rocking dreads. But I wanted to address Carolyn in her fear, too, Harold, because that's one of the reasons, another reason why Ricky Farley is really committed to her organization. Too many black women are dying from breast cancer and things that are preventable. We have got to put our health first. And I'm going to tell you something. You would rather do that mammogram than be getting a
double mastectomy because you didn't take the time.
I'm feeling so bad, and I'm going to be 60 in September, so I know that I should do it, and it's on my mind. So it's like, okay, we're not just going to have a good time at this conference. You got to get something done, girl. So I'm going to, you know, step up and make the effort.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and also Kimberly, and she'll talk about it a little bit more. She's more than just a celebrity makeup artist. This woman is amazing, and she has an initiative about fibroids. I had to get a hysterectomy because of fibroids. So we have the fibroid organization coming to talk about that and how we're being cut on. There are alternatives than us having those invasive surgeries. We have NIH there. So, yes, if we're talking about beauty from the inside out, and you have to be healthy, because I don't care how much money you make, if you don't have your health, money can't buy you back your health.
Well, I am open, willing, and available, and I look forward to it next weekend. I absolutely
do.
Well, Carolyn, congratulations. I'm glad that you were able to meet.
And
thank you for listening. As I said, we have celebrity makeup artist, stylist, the Picasso of the beautiful face. Hey, Kim, how are you?
Hey, Harold. Hey, Jermaine. And hello, hey. WA2R listeners. Yeah. How's everybody?
I'm just fine. Just fine. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. And, you know, as Jermaine was just talking about, I certainly do want to talk about, you know, the role that you're going to be playing in this event. Not just talking about beauty on the outside, but please talk about the healthy piece on the inside in your story, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. And thank you for this opportunity. And I definitely want to encourage the women to come, because this is a total whole and wellness event. You know, beauty from the inside out has always been my mantra, you know, because it's better to clear it up instead of covering it up. And so often we want to cover up our flaws and we want to run from them, and we want to create, you know, this whole life full of just masking. And, you know, I love, you know, Jermaine's theme this year, because we have masked long enough. I mean, we have filtered our life and we only show snapshots of our best life. And I just believe that having these conversations about, you know, us getting well with having our breasts and our mammograms, which, by the way, I had my mammogram done this week. Shout out to all the ladies who are getting their annual checkups. And then also, I suffered with fibroid disease for many years, oftentimes suffering in silence while I was working and flying on private jets and going to all of these fancy hotels servicing these celebrities. But I was a mess and dying on the inside. And I just found, Harold, that it was time for me to speak up about one of the things that caused the weight gain for me, and just me having all of the pain and the suffering, and that was the fibroids. And so I've connected with the USA Fibroid Centers, and we are coming to Ubiquitous to talk about non-invasive surgery called UFE, which is uterine fibroid embolization. And what this surgery does, Harold, it gives women their life back. You know, we are busy, and we don't have time to be, you know, down another year because we're having an invasive surgery. Because when you have a hysterectomy, Jermaine will tell you, they tell you you're down for 6 weeks, but it takes about a year to really heal from a surgery like that. So we're going to be talking about your options. A lot of women don't know their options. We know options about where we want to eat and what shoes we want to wear, but unfortunately, we don't know options about our health and what surgeries we should, you know, accept and not accept. So that's what we'll be talking about, Harold. And without giving, you know, letting the cat out of the bag, you know, I am definitely a beauty advocate for women inside and out. I'm a health advocate for women, because I believe that a lot of the things I've been covering up all these years, Harold, if we would just clear up, I wouldn't have to deal with a lot of these issues that I've been encountering with women and their face and makeup for such a long time.
How are you feeling now?
So it's been, ironically, it's been this month marks my fourth year post-hysterectomy, and now I am going through premenopause hormonal changes with my body. So I'm actually getting a hormone treatment that I just started. That's why I had to get the mammogram. See, everything works in conjunction.
Mm-hmm.
I think people think, oh, I'm going to fix this, but I'm just going to ignore that. And so I had to get a mammogram in order to get the hormone treatment. So the hormone treatments begin next week, and it's going to help me to have some normalcy, because after the hysterectomy, you have to deal with the emotions. When your uterus is removed, Harold, that is where your femininity is housed. That is where your emotions lie. And when that's gone, now you're trying to figure out, why am I so sad? What is going on? Why am I so happy? Why am I crying? I just called Jermaine the other day, transparent moment, crying. Yeah. And Jermaine's like, girl, get it together. And I know that some of that was hormonal. And so, you know, there are a lot of issues that women have to encounter. We deal with so much, Harold. I believe that now, with suicide rates being so high and people dealing with a lot of mental illness, a lot of things have been prompted because of those issues. They just ignored them so long, and now they're doing a lot of masking. They're drinking, they're smoking, they're, you know, finding other outlets. They may be shopping or just doing things instead of just clearing it up. So we're going to get to the heart of the matter at Ubiquitous. And that's why I love that Jermaine is not just making this a beauty event, but that she is making sure she's covering all the bases. We have pastors that are coming. We have health specialists that are coming. We have all kinds of women from all walks of life that are coming. We have Alanya Van Zandt that's coming, that's going to deal right with that soul work. You know, so we have some really heavy hitters coming to help to heal. I believe this is going to be a healing event. I think women are going to walk away with more than just pocketbooks and shoes and, you know, knickknacks, but they're going to walk away healed and whole. And that's what we need to promote.
You know, Jermaine, yeah. As you know, August is Black Business Month. And one of the things that I'd like you to talk about, because I remember, you know, pre-COVID, 2019 BC before COVID, the crowds of people and all of the movers and shakers and up and comers that were at the event years before. And I think one of the other things is this is an opportunity for women to do something that they haven't been able to do in a really long time, and that is network.
Yeah.
Talk to me about that and what this may offer for seasoned business women, as well as those who are still having that, you know, that pipe dream of starting their own business and being able to connect with other women.
Absolutely. Great question. One of the things that I really love, we have amazing panel discussions. And one is, in when I'm developing these panel discussions, I'm thinking about the audience. What does our community need? What do these women need to help them go to that next level? So one panel discussion is, so you think you're ready for retail. And on that panel is a gentleman from Dollar General, a young lady from Walmart, the buyer from Walmart, brands, Mayel, Monique, the founder of Mayel Organics, the founder of a new and up-and-coming Bad Sister, Curl Days, Robin Atwater, and also a VP of marketing from a distributor perspective. So because sometimes we think we're ready for it, but we're really not. And sometimes you can go to that next level and it can bankrupt you. So we're giving people food for thought. Kaya Wright is offering a beauty to business pitch contest, offering money there. I think it's up to $8,000 to help someone get started in their business. And what's so really wonderful about Ubiquitous is that you will have the opportunity to interact with the founders themselves. Some of the founders are actually coming. So you can talk to them. They're open. They're willing to discuss their journey. So a lot of our panel discussions are talking about the entrepreneur type of journey and what you can expect. What are some of the pitfalls? And are you really an entrepreneur? are you doing it for the right reason? Are you stepping out there for the right reason? But just seeing people out there, and I just noticed that on our post, a beautiful baby line. I mean, I hope that the buyer from Target sees this line because it deserves to be there. So we try to put these brands in front of these buyers or the decision makers that can change their life forever. Mm. But you got to know, are you really ready?
Yeah. I think it's really, it's so important because as we look at the class of 2022 and 2021 and 2020, my daughter was a COVID grad, and so many of her friends, young Black women coming out of college and, finding jobs the hard way, the new way, it's all mm-hmm. online. You don't have an opportunity to really connect with, Black women who are at the top of their game or Black women who have ideas. And I just really think that this is an opportunity to do just that. Kim, I want you to talk about the
That's
same thing.
That's a good point, Harold.
Yeah,
That's a real good point.
Hold on to that point because Kim, I want you to talk about the same thing too and share some of your extensive wisdom. But I'm going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk more about ubiquitous 2022 Unmasking the Possibilities. It's going to be at the Washington Convention Center starting 1 week from today. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to the Daily Drum on Sirius XM, Channel 141. Jermaine, my colleagues are clowning me because I'm in here dancing. We are talking.
That's a good song to dance to.
I know, and appropriate for the Ubiquitous Women's Expo, of course, coming to the Washington Convention Center 1 week from today and through that weekend. Before the break, I was talking to you about the whole business aspect, and you were about to comment on, the possible impact of people, particularly young women, having an opportunity. I mean, very young women who are perhaps in their 20s, who probably really have never had an opportunity to connect professionally like this event offers. Go ahead, Jermaine.
Yeah, but you know what, Harold, I was thinking about when you talked about your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
But these young people, at a higher rate than ever, they are not thinking about working for anybody. They're thinking about how do they become a millionaire? How do they work for themselves? I am learning so much from these younger generation and how they think. They don't feel that they're not looking for a hand out. They feel that they can go out and get it. But what they are missing is you can't miss steps. Because if you miss some steps, you're going to always go back. So
what do you mean by that when you say you can't miss steps?
Sometimes, like, I'll take my son, and he may be listening. he wants to automatically be the boss. Like I told him, you can't be a manager until you've been managed.
Ooh.
And it's important that they get this connection because there's been such isolation for a long period of time. A lot of them don't even have social skills. How do you get people to do what you need them to do? That's practicing, being around people, working with people, learning the art of compromising. And this is what happens at Ubiquitous. You get all of that. You will experience it at a great level. But you know what, Harold, before we go any further, I must thank my sponsors because none of this could happen without them. CVS Health, they're so committed. Cantu Beauty, you know what they're doing? Cantu, they're not saying, I'm going to send back a check to a charity. They called me up and said, Jermaine, what charity can we give to? So they're going to give it to Touch. Touch is the Black Breast Cancer Alliance. They're going to have representatives from that organization in their booth where the money goes directly directly into their bank account. So that's the kind of sponsors we're having. Cantu Beauty, Curl Days, Mayel Organic. Mayel, and you interviewed Melvin and Monique.
Yes.
Years ago, do you know, after being in business for only 6 years, they got a nine-figure evaluation. They have created legacy wealth. And when I tell you, they blessed me to the point that I boo-hoo ball cried.
Mm.
So they understand the give back, too. When much is given, much is expected. We also have Ambi Skincare, Aunt Jackie, Fly Hip Ageless, Dugan Aesthetics, Wellness and Touch, and Shea Moisture. And they're going to talk about their impact on the community and all the things that they've done to make a difference in the community. So, Carol, I cannot express enough to people, come out and experience Ubiquitous for yourself. You will never miss another one. If you've been to one, you'll never miss another one.
Kim,
and don't be afraid of COVID. Because COVID's not going anywhere. And tomorrow's not promised for you to do what you want to do today. And you're saying you're going to wait till it's over. COVID's never going to be over.
Yeah. Yeah. Kim, talk to me about the importance of having your business hat on at an event like this.
You know, my business was birthed at an event like this, which is why it's so near and dear to me to be at Ubiquitous. 10 years ago, I was speaking at a women's conference, and I realized I had to find a way to duplicate myself without, you know, having my hands on actual clients. So I came up with my brand called Wink and Pout. And back then, it was a little different. It was much more hands-on, and it was important for me to be, you know, in brick and mortar. And what I realized about business that I learned from Jermaine and from her colleagues is that business is just like the weather. It is a forecast that happens. And so business takes on trends. It has ebb and flows. And it's just like the weather. One day you got sunshine, one day you got rain, and you have to make sure that the predictions that you have for the forecast you see for your business is in alignment with where business trends are flowing. One of the things that I learned from Jermaine is that, you know, the way my business is set up right now, it's more advantageous for me to be in an e-commerce setting versus me being, you know, having my product, say, on a shelf because of the way, you know, it was happening, but she could predict that forecast. So having those people around you like this, you have to be around what you want to be. And these women who she has groomed and gotten on shelves, they understand those forecasts, which is why they've been able to scale their businesses. So this kind of environment is very important. You're not going to meet the owner of Shea Moisture or the owner of Mayel at being, you know, at a brunch someplace. You're going to meet them at this.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to meet people that you want to be like if you're somewhere out of place because you're afraid of COVID. You need to be in an atmosphere and an environment like this because you're going to glean from them. And you're going to see when to put the umbrella up and when to put the shades on. You're going to see when your business should be pushed and when you need to hold them, fold them, walk away and run. And that's what I love about these events. It really inspires me. And I believe this is why Wink and Pout has been in existence for 10 years, because of events like this.
Mm-hmm. Jermaine.
And because you have a quality product, beautiful colors, and you help to guide the woman through the process of proper makeup application. Kim is an amazing person, and on Sunday, she's going to teach us the art of worship and also pivoting, because that is a critical piece of being a successful business person. You have to know when to pivot.
Yeah, I think that maybe, Kim, you can do the sermon. You can't be the boss until you've been bossed, or you can't learn, you can't manage until you've been managed. That may
absolutely
be a word.
Yeah, absolutely.
But listen, you know, Jermaine, can guys come, or do they just have to kind of stand?
Absolutely.
Do they have to stand outside and just?
No.
Okay.
Let me tell you, no. And in 2019, we had more men than we ever had, because I'm gonna tell you something. They need to come in here and see what we're listening to.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's products for men there too. And so, and we have a by the Matchmaking Duo. They have a show on Bravo. They're coming in and they're moderating a panel discussion about what men want and what women really need.
Oh Lord,
and
have
so
mercy!
We have Wally Brown, Cornelius and his name, and he was on Ready to Love, and a young man out of Atlanta, Jaron, who's so opinionated. I wanted him on the panel so that so he can get really ripped up. His whole perception of things, some of the things that he said to me, I'm just like, oh my God, you are ridiculous.
Yeah.
And Michelle Lopez.
I love Michelle.
Moomin. Moomin. I didn't know that girl could sing like she sings. And let me see who else. Moomin, Michelle, and a young lady by Nicole. She has a company called Good Girl PR. So we have a great, because we have all these kind of conversations. And I think that in order to, you never know, you come, you may find your wife at Ubiquitous.
You might. I see Frank Ski and Nina Brown are supposed to show up.
Oh, yeah, they're coming. And matter of fact, Frank Ski is going to interview Tadra Mitchell Jackson. She is a she has a big name, a big position at at Shea Moisture, and her title escapes me right now. But she's a big muckety muck marketer. She's an amazing woman and a serious prayer warrior. So I'm looking forward to hearing their conversation. So, I mean, we have great conversations. And also, I don't know if I mentioned Mumu Fresh, who is an amazing young woman. She's going to perform at Ubiquitous as well.
Yeah, you did. Maybe we can call, you know, next year, you know, Ubiquitous 2023, the Muckety Muck event.
You know what? The bottom line is I just want to make a difference.
Absolutely.
For me, it's all about making a difference. I really want to be a Ubiquitous woman. You never die if you make a difference in people's lives, because your legacy will carry on. And that's what I'm really striving hard to do in my fourth quarter. And I want women to come out and, you know, ask questions.
Yeah.
You know, And again, for this is a no judgment zone.
Yeah, and to listen too, because there are going to be questions, but and as always, there's going to be so much information, and sometimes you can learn just by listening, and observing, and making the connection. You know, I'm very proud of you. I'm very happy for you.
Thank you.
You know, Jermaine Bowles Leffridge, the creator of the Ubiquitous Women's Expo. Again, congratulations. And, of course, Kim Lee, looking good, feeling good. Kim, thank you.
She's a bad girl.
I know.
I just have to say this, but I could not do this by myself. When I tell you, I have people praying for me.
How about that?
And when I think about it, it just makes me want to cry. I feel the prayers. I feel the strength. I have an amazing team at GBL. My staff.
I've got 15 seconds to say good night.
Good night. Thank you.
Have a good time. Congratulations to both of you. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Friday, August 19th. For News Director Renee Nash, reporters Millette Green, Bramante Bryan, producer Candace Atkins-Wilson, and engineer Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. Good night, and have a wonderful weekend.